This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The 20th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth CSPOC will begin today in New Delhi. The three-day conference will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. On the first day today, the meeting of the Standing Committee will be held. As the chairperson of the 28th CSPOC, Mr. Birla will be chairing the meeting of the CSPOC Standing Committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conference tomorrow at the historic Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Diplomatic advisor to the French President Emmanuel Macron, Emmanuel Bunn, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reaffirmed the strong and trusted India-France strategic partnership marked by close cooperation across multiple domains. The Prime Minister said it is encouraging to see the collaboration expanding into innovation, technology and education, especially as it marks the India-France Year of Innovation. Mr. Modi and Mr. Bunn also exchanged perspectives on key regional and global issues. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to welcome French President Emmanuel Macron to India soon. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar held a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday, focusing on cooperation in areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy and defense. The phone call came a day after newly appointed U.S. Ambassador Sergio Gore said there will be some contact between the two sides on the trade issue. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 10th Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi today. Armed Forces Veterans Day is commemorated on the 14th of January every year to honor the legacy and service of Field Marshal K.M. Kariappa, the first Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army, who retired on this day in 1953. Field Marshal K.M. Kariappa is a towering figure in India's military history who laid the foundation for an enduring legacy of service, discipline and patriotism. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi asserted that the 1963 agreement between China and Pakistan regarding the Sakshgam Valley in Jammu and Kashmir is illegal. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the Army Chief reiterated New Delhi's stance on the valley. He said India does not approve any activities in the Sakshgam Valley. General Dwivedi said this while replying to a media query on the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson's comment on the Sakshgam Valley.
India considers 1963 agreement between Pakistan and China as illegal. Therefore, any activity in Sakshgam Valley is concerned, we do not approve of it. And in this terms, MEA has already issued this statement. Therefore, the joint statement which has been issued in China, what I understand about the CPEC 2.0, we do not accept it and we consider that it is an illegal action which is being carried out by the two nations.
In Jammu and Kashmir, army troops opened fire to take down multiple suspected Pakistani drones that entered Indian territory from across the line of control in the Rajouri district last evening. Army officials in Jammu said that the drones briefly hovered in the Manja Kot sector before returning to Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The fresh drone sightings came as Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi said that the Indian Army yesterday strongly raised with Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations about sightings of Pakistani drones along the border areas in the Jammu sector in the last 3 days. The festival of Uttarayan has been celebrated with great zeal and fervour across Gujarat today. In Gujarat, the festival is celebrated by flying colourful kites in the sky. On the occasion of Uttarayan, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will visit the historic Sri Jagannath Temple in Ahmedabad and seek blessings. Mr. Shah will later join party workers and citizens at various locations within his constituency to celebrate the Kite Festival. In men's cricket, second ODI of the three-match series between India and New Zealand will be played at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.